Yeah, it gets good. Brilliant. Yeah. So, it's as good as it gets.
Brilliant. So you, like you said earlier, you've only just arrived at 2000 Trees, but initially, do you think the festival's nice? Or?
Yeah, really nice. I've only counted 630 trees. So, I mean, there's a lawsuit. Really, unless it's St Heenan. It depends how far you want to go. Like, if you go right through the Cotswolds, which is 110 miles, spanning over four counties, there's more than 2,000 trees.
Probably
I don't know where they're drawing the line, but right now it's 680.
They're probably, it's probably somewhere around there.
Yeah, I do think it's
nice.
It's a rough guess at 2,000. It's going to be at least.
It's a guesstimate.
Yeah, 1,900 something.
Is this the first time you've been here as well?
Yeah.
Oh, nice one, man.
It's lovely, it's really good.
You expecting a nice crowd today? Or?
We know. Any crowd, fine. Yeah. That'd be nice.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
But.
It'd be nice to get a crowd.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. No, it should be good. We're vintage, I suppose, but.
And do you prefer playing festivals normally rather than live gigs, like in a venue?
They're both. They're different animals, Mark, aren't they?
They are.
Different mindsets completely. You've got to be a lot more casual at a festival.
Yeah.
Just go with the flow, whatever happens,
we
happens.
We literally don't know what to expect.
Yeah, backstage,
it
front stage.
It could be great, or it could just be.
Yeah, you know, you don't know if you're going to get looked after, or if it's going to be a bit of a clusterfuck. It doesn't matter, it's just a festival.
No, exactly.
And everyone just piled in together.
And
whereas on a tour, you're in control of the whole thing.
It seems very friendly, very nice.
Yeah, so
everyone's
tours
so nice
are more stressy because you're in control of all the little parameters and you get a bit stressed if things don't quite go according to plan.
No, exactly,
So, but yeah, they're both fun.
And if you could work with any band on a new song, who would it be and why?
I'd like to write a new song for A. That's my dream.
That's a good answer.
That was a very good answer. Yeah. any band. Oh. Rush?
Mountain Rush,
yeah.
Van Halen?
Rush, yeah.
What would I do in Van Halen, though? I'd be like rhythm
bass.
Guitarist. Yeah, bass.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, Rush and Van Halen, Showing Our Age,
I love Rush, that's all good.
Oh, Peppa Pig. Only because I've got Peppa Pig.
You could be the third rapper now in the Beastie Boys.
I could, the same name.
Yeah.
And I've had cancer.
Yeah.
So, got a lot in common. Yeah. The Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys.
We both like to be in the Beastie Boys.
Oh, okay.
We've had a real year of playing Beastie Boys because of that book
check
tour last year.
Yeah.
We text each other every day going, fucking hell, check your head. Because just, you go back and listen to this stuff, you can't quite believe how good it is.
I know, it's not the same as these days, is it? Nothing's like it, yeah.
No, nothing's like it, no.
So you'll be touring in November. So playing Monkey Kong in full?
Yes.
How excited are you for that?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
6.5? I think.
At the minute.
7.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll get near 9.
When you get there.
We need to get in a rehearsal room and it'll. Yeah.
There's some songs on that album we've
they're
never
quite
played.
Quick, aren't they?
Yeah. Never played. Because of the quickness.
So we're slowing down.
Definitely.
So.
There's some songs on that album we couldn't play back when we were young.
Oh, so
okay. Got no chance. it'll be good. I'm sure.
Just swing
good.
It. I'm sure you'll be alright.
It'll be good. And it all serves us. It's our favourite album, so we're looking forward to it a lot.
Yeah. And is there any particular venue you look forward to playing on this tour?
Let's go look. We've played all of them millions of times. For me, actually, it's a Fleece, because we've played the Fleece in Bristol.
Yeah.
So many times, haven't we?
Yeah.
And we've always tried to navigate around the column that goes down the middle of the stage.
And
that'd be interesting to play Fleece again.
Yeah.
Mark?
I don't know. London Garage. That's a long while ago. When
we did that with Group Jogsville, didn't we? Years ago.
Yeah. So that would have been, what, 98?
97? Probably.
Yeah. I was born in 95.
Oh, don't say that.
Next question. Really?
Yeah, I was.
That is pretty scary. And you can grow a beard. Our album's out in 96. We got signed in 96.
So
and I still can't grow a beard.
I think the actual sort of goes on to it. When you were 20 years ago, did you ever expect to be, when you sort of first started, to be at festivals such as this?
No.
Like make it? No.
No, that's a really good question. Honestly, no chance.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even expect us to be. I don't know what we expected. But at some point you think you're going to be the biggest band in the world, then at other points
you
think
you're
going to
be dropped.
Then you realise you're not. Yeah, and so it's a constant roller coaster.
Yeah. And life comes along and families and all of that. And I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, a real lull where we weren't together at all for a long time. And honestly, we just enjoyed hanging out again. Because if it wasn't for the band, I wouldn't ever get to see Mark.
No, exactly, yeah.
And,
so,
So, just yeah, nice. No, that's a really good question. No, I didn't. No.
Oh,
it's lovely to think that actually that is happening.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, not only do you think you're not going to see your mates again, you also think you're never going to play those songs again that you wrote.
Yeah,
well,
no, of course, yeah.
You know, and you sort of gave birth to them, and that's quite a big thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's not like being in a covers band, well, even though this is now.
Technically, Tori is a covers band. Yeah.
But yeah, so we did, come back again and play those songs, like on the last tour, sort of playing stuff like Number One and Bad Idea again,
oh,
which we hadn't done for 15, I don't know, so
like
long.
The High Five Series tour, we did Ship of the Tempo.
Stupid those songs were, but they were so much fun.
Yeah. No, we never thought we'd be doing Shepherd's Bush Empire again 20 years later without any record deal or whatever. You think people don't care, but you end up being people's favourite band. Not many people's favourite band, but you end up being some people's favourite band.
And, amazing. Yeah. Well, thanks very much for your time.
No, thank you.
Thank you.